If you're a technology partner looking to optimize your engagement with the tech giants like Microsoft, you're in the right place. Welcome to The Ultimate Guide to Partnering with your host, Vince Menzione.
Welcome to the 50th episode of The Ultimate Guide to Partnering. We've reached a really important milestone, and so I wanted to take this time to pause, reflect back with you, my listeners, and talk about what's next. I can't believe it's been 50 episodes, over 60 weeks, over 14 months, and I'm back in the place today where this all started, in the same location where I recorded my very first episode, and then went on a journey to interview so many truly amazing guests. People that I worked with at Microsoft, other leaders in the technology industry, and partners that have gotten it right, building truly incredible businesses. I want to thank each of these guests for being generous with their time and talents and sharing their stories with us. This all started because 14 months ago, I saw an unfulfilled need to help all of us in the technology industry stay in greater lockstep during the massive change going on around us. You see, my former colleagues were telling me that they all struggled to reach and scale to a broader set of partners. And technology partners were telling me business was evolving just so quickly that they needed to stay in greater lockstep with the tech giants. Change is a constant. Organizations are evolving. And so the podcast became a way to simplify and provide a forum where technology giants and partners could connect and thrive. I've tried to put a face to the program to help personalize and tell that story, not only the mission of the business, but what success looks like and how that individual got to that particular spot in their career to help early and career professionals. There is a lot of great information out there in so many formats today, from blog posts to videos to personal events to Yammer, but no one had been successfully utilizing this podcast format in a way to deconstruct and simplify the programs offered by the tech giants and how to partner with those organizations. And as someone with many years of experience within the four walls of a tech giant and as a successful partner, I believe that I could tell their story in a unique way by literally walking the hallways to share what's really going on and how to be successful as a partner. The podcast format and audio in general is just such a great way to consume information. I was one of those people who sat at my desk with over 300 unanswered emails staring me in the face and a dozen chat windows open at any one time. Through a podcast, you can listen when you want and where you want, and not be distracted by the noise of life and business. So for the over 300,000 organizations like yours out there that are struggling to figure it out, I hope this podcast has helped in some small way. And if it has, I hope you tell your friends and others you meet about it, because I want to serve more of you through this work. This work is a personal passion of mine that has grown out of my own desires to start my own business and share my experiences, having been part of three successful business transformations and a personal transformation as well. My personal transformation is one that I've shared with many friends, but not here. You see, I overcame childhood obesity at 14 years of age and have been on a mission to live a healthy life since. It's why if you follow my posts, you'll often see references to working out or nutrition. It's a mindset change that I made consciously at the time that changed everything for me. And it's something that I consciously think about every day. You see, that change not only impacted my personal life, but it also impacted how I viewed business. And it's been that mindset that has helped me to reach deep each and every time there's been a major challenge in my life and in my business. And because I was able to do this one thing, overcoming obesity, I knew I could do anything I set my mind to do. So I guess that's one of the things that fascinates me most. And it's one of the things that I pull out of each of my podcast interviews. If you listen to my podcast, each of my guests talk about their personal and professional journey. I love to ferret out this information. I'm fascinated by how people got to this spot in their life. And I know others are as well. And I know there's a group of individuals that are listening to these podcasts that want to know how they can get to that spot in their life. So I love to tell that personal journey. It's one of the primary goals of the podcast. And the other primary goals were to tell the story about what great partnerships were all about, to help you understand how other technology organizations are successful working with the tech giants. I've asked this from both sides, from the vendor side, and from the partner side, what attributes make a great partner? And the one thing I didn't foresee when I started this was the opportunity to chronicle this amazing transformation we've been on for the last 18 months. In fact, it's been somewhat of a byproduct, but it's been an amazing chronicling of what's happening. You see, we've all been talking about the cloud for so many years, but in the last 18 months or so, the pace of change has been astounding. I feel like I've been at the center of a hurricane or a maelstrom, chronicling this amazing transformation. In each of my interviews, there's a story about how these organizations are transforming, how their customers are transforming, how their partners are transforming. It's unfolding, and I'm learning from my guests, and I'm sharing that experience with you. I feel like an eyewitness to what's happening around me during this amazing time. And I've been blessed to have so many amazing guests on this podcast. Leaders from Microsoft's One Commercial Partner Organization, including its channel chief, Gabriella Schuster, award-winning partners that have built highly successful businesses and practices. On occasion, I've had leaders from the other tech giants like Google, Amazon, Salesforce, and VMware, and I hope to expand here in the future. In fact, I'd love to have more and more people come to this podcast from other organizations to tell their story, to help my listeners understand their technology, and to help these organizations to scale as well. So if you've gone and listened to some of my podcasts, or maybe if you haven't, I wanted to share with you a couple of things here. First of all, I've broken down the interviews into six categories or topic areas. And if you go to Ultimate Guide to Partnering, there's a page called Episodes Listed by Topic and Focus. You can see the podcast episodes listed by these six categories. The first is around the art and science of partnering. These are the episodes where I interview leaders from Microsoft and I walk the hallways to have the discussion, to put the face with the business and the program, and share with you, our listeners, what's really going on in the business. Be that independent voice to ask the right questions, because I was deep in the business for many years and got to work cross-organizationally for many years in this highly matrixed organization. The second is around partners that have gotten it right working with the tech giants. These are the top award-winning partners that I've been very, very fortunate to call my friends. To have them as guests on this podcast, to tell their story, their transformational story, their business story, and what it took to get it right. Like, how do you figure out how to work with these highly complex organizations? How do you figure it out? The third is what I refer to as lessons in transformational leadership. These are conversations that I've had, again, chronicling this transformation, and I've had some amazing guests like Tiffany Bova and Don Yeager come to the podcast to talk to our listeners about these areas. The fourth is how other technology giants think. These are the other tech giants. So I mentioned Google and Amazon, Salesforce and VMware. I've known many of them for many years because, candidly, many of them came from Microsoft. And so I can have those conversations with some of my friends about how they see partners in their business. The fifth area is the focus on industry. So, you know, we talk generically about partnering, generically about transformation, but where it really gets exciting is when we start applying some of that to specific use case examples in industry sectors like healthcare or education. And I've had great guests like Margot Day come to the podcast. Margot leads Microsoft's US education business, talking about the transformation going on within those businesses. And in the future, I'm going to expand on this and have other industry sectors like manufacturing, banking, finance, and the like. And then the sixth area is all of the amazing women in technology that I've been fortunate to interview so far. Candidly, as a percentage of all the interviews, there's not that many yet. And so I'm looking to you here, help me find some more amazing guests. I want to finish by thanking you for being with me on this amazing journey over 50 episodes. I hope there have been some good episodes for you. I again want to learn and to grow, so I'm open to any feedback you have about my episodes and where the direction of this podcast needs to go. If there's something you like, tell me about it. If there's something you don't like, please tell me about that as well. I hope the next 50 episodes are at least as good as the first 50, if not better. I want to thank you for joining the Ultimate Guide to Partnering. I want to thank you for your support and friendship. As always, if you want to reach me, I'm Vince Menzione on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And my email address is vincem@cloudwaypartners.net. Thank you for listening, And thank you for joining The Ultimate Guide to Partnering.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Ultimate Guide to Partnering with your host, Vince Menzione. Online at ultimateguidetopartnering.com and facebook.com/ultimateguidetopartnering. We'll catch you next time on The Ultimate Guide to Partnering.